Late Night Conversations with Patricia Nduli, Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Legal Conversations.
Let's welcome our A-team guest, who is the legal practitioner, Fidelity Fund CEO, Tlatsi Molefe, who's going to be talking to us about the imbalances and inequalities in the legal profession in South Africa. Tlatsi, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Patricia, and good evening to your listeners.
So as a legal eagle yourself, practicing, also a CEO of LPFF, talk to us about these inequalities that still exist within the legal profession.
Well, firstly, Patricia, I need to correct one thing. I'm not a practicing attorney. I am on the roll of the non-practicing attorneys. But your question is truly relevant to what I do. It's a question of inequalities that you find in our economy in any event. Your small one-man, two-man, three-band compared to the big giants in the legal field in the country obviously skews the pattern of work and the pattern of brief that goes out there in terms of work that is accessed by the small man vis-a-vis the big practices. So that tends to put the small little practice at a disadvantage compared to the bigger ones. And also from a skills perspective, it also denudes the small man from accessing work which is much more specialized. If you want to talk about maritime law, you want to talk about any other specialized form of legal work, in real terms, you find the big giants dominating vis-a-vis the smaller firms. So there's a need, in fact, to find an equilibrium that will allow everyone to be on an equal footing, so to speak.
So currently, there is no such, equilibrium. So that means that the legal profession does not have a code of guide or code of conduct or a guide to how things should be done to address the imbalances and inequalities. Because it seems majority of attorneys that are within the board are white. And I maybe even go as further as saying white male.
Well, that is true, but what you must bear in mind is that the code of conduct is an issue around how practitioners, be they black or white, or green or yellow, are supposed to conduct themselves within the ethical confines of the rules that actually govern their conduct. But the dissemination of work is a completely different thing. You at this point find yourself in a situation where there is nothing that dictates an imperative for transformation which would enable both black, previously disadvantaged practitioners, as well as, I would say more importantly, from a gender point of view, females being seen as equals within the context of the practice of the law. But there is or has been a development around that in the context of the Legal Services Charter, which is intended to address such issues going forward. Briefing patterns will be probably dealt with within the context of that charter. The issue of gender parity is something that the legal profession has basically taken a very serious interest in trying to address. But you cannot change the mindset of the legal profession without changing the mindset of the legal consumer or the consumer of legal services themselves. If the economy doesn't allow for a change in mindset, I truly wonder whether, in fact, the Legal Services Charter itself will actually succeed. So you need to change the mindset of those that actually require services to be rendered on their behalf in order for that to be in line with the Legal Services Charter, which calls for equality throughout, which calls for transformation within the legal profession itself.
Now, it's not only about the profession that I always ask myself, it's about also getting into the profession via studies. Are there enough young black females, young white females, Indian females, colored females, Chinese females, and men who are enticed to enter into legal field when it comes to their studies? Are they educated enough about the vastness of this field?
I think that is the real crux of the problem. We have sufficient numbers coming through in terms of studies. But in my view, one of the biggest problems is that people see themselves as nothing else but legal practitioners, waking up in the morning, wearing a nice suit and a tie, or wearing a nice costume, and going to court to represent a client. They don't see themselves really beyond that scope in many ways. The legal profession, in my mind, or at least a legal degree, and getting admitted as an attorney or as an advocate is the first stepping stone to specialization or towards specialization. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to sit in an office for you to look at yourself as a legal practitioner. You could specialize in any form of commercial activity in the country, within the economy, without necessarily being a practitioner within the court system, so to speak. But being a specialist, that would actually contribute to the economy from a legal perspective. There's a wide range of areas and a wide range of areas in which all these young men and women, irrespective of color or gender, would be able to contribute positively towards the economy. It is just the mindset in my mind that has to be addressed. Don't be a lawyer for the sake of thinking like the lawyers you see on TV on suits, but be a lawyer in the context of being someone who carries a responsibility towards the economy of the country differently, but making sure that the whole element of the law and compliance and everything associated with it comes through within our society, so to speak.
Well, I think there's a lot that still needs to be done. Are there movements working forward that are trying to help to bring balance and also to move inequality in the legal profession?
I think there's been a lot that's been done and probably will continue to be done going forward. If you think about it, you have specialized group interests. The Black Lawyers Association, NADEL, which is the National Association of Legal Practitioners that are basically embracing everybody. It doesn't matter color, gender, or whatever the scenario or criterion you might want to look at. But there is also SAULA, which is specifically looking at the promotion and the development of women lawyers in the country. And there are basic mandate is to ensure that female lawyers in the country are no more discriminated against, but also empowered to ensure that their voice is heard, and not just heard at a level where you're talking about people who are a special interest group, but a group that is also as equally skilled as any other group, be it men, be it white, be it whatever the nature of the group. So there's a lot of work that is actually taking place to ensure that that is done. And it is not just done from special interest groups only. But if you look at the Legal Practice Act, which is the regulatory legislation currently, it also talks to issues like those, specific projects that are intended to ensure that, in essence, what we have is equality across the board. It doesn't matter what your color is. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter where you come from. But even more importantly, access to justice, access to the profession, that must be promoted for everybody, whatever their background, whatever their color, whatever their gender.
Enticing young people to come into the legal profession. I understand that there are some bursaries and funding that is available. Before we close, can you tell us more about these?
From the perspective of the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund, which I head as CEO, we are actually by law enjoined to ensure that in each budget that we have, we actually set aside money that is intended to be used for purposes of bursaries for young students and even postgraduate students who would apply in the field of law in order to ensure that professional standards for those that are at postgraduate level are upheld. And for those at entry level, from the beginning of your first year of study, LLB, right through until you finish, we are entitled, if you qualify, to actually grant you a bursary that will give you at least a foothold into a career in law, so to speak. And we'll spend a lot of money that runs into hundreds of millions of rands since the establishment of the fund to ensure that there are as many as is possible of the disadvantaged that enter the legal profession.
Wow, that's excellent. How do people get in touch with the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund?
They can actually access our website at www.feedfund.co.za. That is our website. And if they actually navigate the website, they would probably find the whole range of services that we offer, the settlement of claims, where attorneys have stolen money that was held in trust, bursaries, and also our sister organization, which is the Legal Practitioners Indemnity Insurance Fund, where we settle claims where attorneys have been negligent and basically caused them to be out of money, out of pocket, so to speak. Or they could call us on 021-424-5341 to inquire about the services that the Legal Practitioners Fidelity Fund offers members of the public, especially consumers of legal services.
Excellent. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been such a great pleasure and an eye-opener.
Thank you very much, Madam, for having me.